as social workers, we regularly appear in the media being criticised for what we do and what we don't do. I think that that criticism is channeled from politicians and what politicians are saying, how they respond to us and serious case reviews. When a child dies, you know, it's only natural that people want to find out why that child's died. But there's a lot of antagonism from the government and expectations that no mistake should happen and someone should be blamed or scapegoated. That trickles down through organisations. It's inevitable. If people at the top of our hierarchy feel they're being blamed, it's going to affect those that are doing the frontline work.
You looked at work in Belgium. Having seen the way things work in Belgium, would you take that as a template for here?
There's elements of the way they practice over there that I think could be easily implemented here and considered, definitely. One radical thing that they do over there is they don't have a particular legislation underpinning the way they practice. That has given them room and creativity to develop a philosophy and a way of practicing that is different to here. Now, I'm not saying that we should get rid of the Children Act. I don't think that could ever happen. But here we're suffocated with the different policies and procedures and the acts that we need to adhere to. Politicians could think about the way they speak about their state professionals. Over there, accountability means something different. It means learning from what has happened, the government respecting what their state professionals are doing, and together learning in an overt way. So the agencies there speak openly with the media. They invite them to the conferences that they hold, and alongside the media come politicians. Academics come to listen to the work that they've done. So together, they talk about where child protection is and where it's heading. Internally in the organisation, they're different too. They're very aware of stigmatising the clients. They blend themselves into buildings. So rather than have an agency that stands out saying child protection office this way, there they blend in and they are part of a school, for example. They have an agency called Kind & Gezin, which offers child and family support. Everyone has a Kind & Gezin worker in Flanders. From the moment you have a baby, you get assigned a child and family support worker. They may be working with you on a low level, and you won't know if they're working with someone in a child protection way. They also don't work one case alone. Social workers work in a group of six. You'll have psychologists, psychiatrists, pedagogues, counsellors, mental health nurses, all working together in a true interdisciplinary mechanism.
That sounds like a totally different way of working. How can you try and encourage people to pick that up?
Thinking about space and environment and the way we use that space and environment in child protection practice, that's a simple, straightforward step to consider how we're stigmatising clients from the word go. So those that are walking into a child protection agency in England, well, everyone around in that community will know where they're going. If we blended in with another agency that wasn't so obvious, that could be considered and we could be welcoming our parents. Also, the way that organisations respond to their frontline practitioners, rather than channel blame downwards and blame spread and become endemic within the organisation, we could start to think about the way we're behaving with one another, recognise that that blame is coming from agencies such as the government and the media, not letting it affect the way that senior managers are practising.